News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Theater, Cleveland.com, joins me. Several stories about beer he's got posted at Cleveland.com. You can check out in the Plain Theater. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Bill.
Let's go through a couple of things here and some releases. Talk to me about Great Lakes here first, what they got going on.
Yeah, we mentioned this before, but this is I thought it's worth bringing up this week because this is it. Great Lakes Barrel Aged Christmas Ale is out. So it's out this week at the gift shop. This is the barrel-aged version of the Christmas ale that they release every year. It's stronger. Actually, I shouldn't say it's stronger in alcohol, but it's much bigger in flavor. You're going to get wood flavors from the barrel aging. They're going to sell it at the gift shop this week. And then next week, they're going to release it in general distribution. Now, this is for those beer aficionados out there. It'd be a great gift because this one will age a little bit. I wouldn't age the regular Christmas ale too much, but you can treat this one a little bit like wine. And it's a little bit on the pricey side. Bomber bottles are almost $18. Mm. So for those beer aficionados out there, they're going to like this one.
Great Lakes, by the way, opens at 10 this morning for your shopping convenience. Okay, Hoppin' Frog's got a release as well, right?
Hoppin' Frog is out with another barrel-aged version beer. This one is called Gavel Slammer. I love the name. The reason why Fred Karm named it Gavel Slammer is because he was a catalyst in getting the state's limit on the percentage of alcohol in beer sold or made in a state lifted. It used to be 12%. And now you can make a beer legally and sell it over 12%. He, of course, makes very big beers in every way, shape, and form. This one is, I love the fact that it's listed as a dark ale. That's about as nebulous and general a style as you can get. It's 17.4% ale. They do a very good job with this style. He's done a fantastic job there anyway. And it's just a neat little homage to the fact that the ceiling got listed. So this one's going to be out. Gavel Slammer, barrel-aged version, will be out Friday, November 24th.
Okay. Hoppin' Frog Brewery there at 1680 East Waterloo Road, Akron. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with me, going over some of the beer news and the releases. Collision Bend. Now, this is yet another holiday seasonal beer, shall we say. And they're Christmas stout, 3 o'clock today. They're going to be releasing this. Tell me more about this.
Yeah, this is neat because Luke Purcell, the brewer there, came from a very long stint, more than 20 years at Great Lakes Brewing Company, so he knows a little bit about Christmas ales. But he's putting his own spin on two different ones, and Collision Bend opened earlier this year. So this is their first two holiday beers. They've got 8 Crazy Nights Hanukkah Brew. That's an amber beer, so this is not going to be, this will be a little spicy, but it will not be heavy-bodied. It should be a pretty smooth sipper. And 3 Ships Christmas Stout. So that'll be a pretty big one and hearty and roasty this time of year. Those were out on Wednesday of this week as well. Luke is doing a great job there. And Collision Bend is obviously you're not going to want to sit out on the patio this
right.
time of year.
Right.
But they're doing a nice job. They've really worked hard to pair beer and food there, and Luke is one of the best brewers in town, so this is a neat thing to see, and hats off to them for their first two holiday releases.
Hey, one final story to get you out of here on, and this is interesting. The Ohio Department of Commerce got involved in this, and you wrote and posted this. More than 27,000 bourbon drinkers snatched up these free lottery tickets to get the first bottle of this Pappy Van Winkle. Tell me about this.
Yeah, this is interesting. It's not really the first bottle, but what the state has a very limited allotment of Pappy Van Winkle bourbon bottles. There's 3 different vintages. So what it comes down to is the state will have a little more than 500 bottles. Now, of the 500, 338 were designated for this lottery. The remainder will go to high-end bars and restaurants.
Okay.
So anyone who wanted a chance to buy, this is not a free bottle, this was a chance to buy a bottle, could put in for a lottery. One lottery ticket per person, and they received 27,500 entries.
That's amazing.
So it really is amazing, Bill. I mean, it really shows you that this is a cult classic. It's taken on a life of its own. It's made in Kentucky, gets rave reviews. People who are really into bourbon go absolutely nuts for this, and it's a fun thing. They probably are going to be doing this again next year. They had their first lottery in the summer. It drew 8,000 entries. They expected more, and they got more. So more than three times the number going for this. And right now, the state is in the process of verifying that the people who are chosen are actually of legal age and are Ohio residents. But this is Buffalo Trace Distillery's Pappy Van Winkle, three different vintages, and there's going to be some happy people come Christmas time.
Interesting, the state with the promotion. I like that. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30. Look what he posts at Cleveland.com, and, of course, in the Plain Dealer you will see as well today. Hey, Mark, you're the best. Thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving, too, bud.
Thank you, Bill.